Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
One final segment for the week here on Old School. I am Austin Norman. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. I'm not going anywhere, though. For the next 45 minutes after this, you'll have the Corner 3 making its triumphant return. And let me know here on the text line. I know we carry the Royals games, but don't always get a chance to talk a lot of Royals on the air with my other co-host, who I love quite a bit. What would you guys think if I sat down and chatted Royals with you for an hour a week? You on board? You with that? Let me know. 402-464-5685. That is our Starter Heyman Jewelers text line. Of course, they also sponsor our streams, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You can always leave a comment on any of those streams. I'll see it, get to it as well. But on that Starter Heyman Jewelers text line, Augie says, what do you envision Quinn Clark being this year? I think Quinn Clark can play a role. I think that's a guy that can be a rotational piece at the very least for Nebraska. Do I envision him being a star? No, probably not right away. Not this year. I think that that Quinn Clark will probably be following Dane Key around quite a bit. I really do. I mean, it Dane Key 6'3", 210. Quinn Clark listed at 6'5", 205. But I think there's a similar kind of athletic profile there, right? Athletic enough, but not reliant on athleticism. Tall, but not awkwardly tall. I think that Quinn Clark could be a great understudy for Dane Key. And I think Dane Key could be a great mentor for Quinn Clark. That's a guy that sounded like Dana Holgorsen was pretty enthused with when he first got to Lincoln last year. So I think that there's some pre-existing relationship and excitement for what Quinn Clark can be. Is next year his year? Probably not. But that's a young man I would highly recommend to stay patient, because his time is probably coming soon. You know, next man up after injury, could it be Quinn Clark? Absolutely. I could be convinced of that, absolutely. When I look at this Nebraska receiver room, you know, we know the Ja'Cory Barney Jr. name, you know, Kian Hunter. If I had to guess right now, those are your three starters, and I'd want those guys getting a pretty high percentage of the snaps. I think, you know, they're similar enough but different enough. They can give you some good versatility and variety in what you're doing with your offensive play calls. I do think that, you know, Mills and Mosey going to play a role, according to Dana Holgorsen. I'll take his word for it. Keelan Smith is another one that's listed as a wide receiver at 6'3", 210. That's a guy that it sounded like, you know, came pretty prepared for college ball, all things considered, right, with his lineage. Of course, being the son of Neil Smith, playing some pretty high-level ball down there in Kansas City, certainly a productive high school player in that area. I could see Keelan Smith being a year away as well, maybe physically ready, maybe closer to mentally ready right now. But I think there's a lot of bodies. I think there's a lot of mouths to feed there in that Nebraska wide receiver room. Demetrius Bell, a name I mentioned there as well. But, you know, Augie chimes back in and says, agree, hoping Nebraska has someone that's under the radar. That's really what it's going to be. You know, the last few years, it's been Nebraska is relying on this name or that name that we already know coming into the year. And that's not bad. That's not wrong, because you want to have established veterans, established studs in the league that you know you can throw their direction, you know, 5, 7, 9, 10 times a game with good success, and you're going to get results. But at the same time, as much as you need your stars to step up, you need your... Here's the way I think it probably works best for Nebraska. In the early going, one of Dane Key, Ja'Cory Barney, or Nisaiah Hunter has to get going early. And I mean from the jump. Game one against Cincinnati.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
On through the non-conference. So you get to Big Ten play, and conference teams are loading up a little bit more against one of those guys. You know, that'll do. That'll open up some opportunities maybe for a Luke Lindenmeyer, potentially at tight end. You think about Mac Markway. That's a guy who tweeted out. He's pretty excited to be in Lincoln, the LSU transfer. Heinrich Harburg, we'll see how that transformation to tight end continues to go for him. Then some young depth behind those guys. Really, though, where I think the under-the-radar player is going to come from is going to be running back, because Nebraska does need someone to pair with Emmett Johnson. And this is not a knock on Emmett, who is a darn good player. How will Emmett Johnson handle being RB1? Got a lot of attention this offseason, running around to high school games and sporting events and whatnot with Dylan Raiola. That's not a bad thing. Good for him. Emmett Johnson's a good player who worked his way into the running back one conversation and probably should have been running back one earlier than he was each of the last 2 years. But what if Emmett Johnson's more Tony Pollard, right? What if he gets his chance and you see that he's just the good change of pace back, that he's better as a reserve than he is as a starter? What if teams are better able to game plan for him as the starter and he doesn't get off the same stats, the same runs that he did the last couple of years? What does Nebraska do then? Had some praise for Quentin Ives recently, guy that scored his first career touchdown in the bowl game against Boston College. Okay, prove it. Quentin Ives, you've been on campus. Now's your time. Let's see something, you know? Mekhi Nelson is a guy that is getting some rave reviews. Does Jamarian Parker step up? Those are both freshmen. I guess Nelson's a redshirt freshman, and Jamarian Parker is a true freshman right now. But I do think that running back is a place that Nebraska is going to need someone else to step up, whoever it is, whatever it looks like. Whether Emmett Johnson is a stud and just needs someone to take one or two drives a game off his plate, or if Emmett Johnson struggles with more film on him and more film on what Nebraska wants to do, and someone else has to step up and carry that load, I can't tell you who that name is right now. But Nebraska, I feel like, is overdue for a young running back to step up and take the world by storm. Become the future option? Probably not. Become a feature option? Absolutely, right? I mean, not saying running back's easy, but again, I do wonder how often Nebraska has prioritized the high floor, low ceiling guy that knows how to pass protect over the home run threat. Nebraska needs the home run threat. Nebraska needs the 5 to 6 yard per carry guy, much more than it needs the pass blocker. Nebraska needs production. That to me is where we're at with Nebraska football, is be a good enough pass blocker. Get in the way enough. Get run over slow enough to give Dylan Raiola enough time. But once the ball's in your hands, you got to be a difference maker. You got to be a game changer. And I feel like Nebraska's really been missing that at wide receiver and at running back for the last couple years. True or not, but the results on offense certainly haven't been good enough, I think, to prioritize the secondary skills over the primary skills for Nebraska. So we'll see how things shake out. Hope to talk some more defense next week. I've been pretty heavy and my investment on the offense. Lots to get to on the defensive side of the ball as well. Really appreciate all of you, your thoughts, your comments, your questions here throughout Old School. Would love it if you would stick with me for the next 45 minutes or so. Lincoln Stars at 6:45, but until then, the Corner 3 makes its return. We'll go over Nebraska men's basketball's early transfer class. Huskers still putting in some work on the trail. We'll talk about the guys that are committed for Nebraska so far. Then we will get into some of the best transfer classes nationally so far. Who's making some waves in the portal? How much is it costing them? All that and more ahead on The Corner 3 right after this.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.